Shalom, and welcome to the Remnant Radio Hour, where we're living and learning a restoration lifestyle. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy. And today we're going to do a follow-up on a show we did several weeks ago on vitamin C or liposomal vitamin C for your health. And our guest again is Mark Rasmussen. Good evening, Mark. Are you there?
Good evening. Yes, Nitza. Thanks for having me again.
Thank you. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of things because that show was very good and it woke people up to the need for it. But before we go on, let me make a few announcements. One is that if you are in the Northwest or you want to travel to the Northwest, there will be a Sukkot in Lebanon, Oregon, sponsored by Mana Ministries. And you can go to mana.events and click on Sukkot there. And all the information to register for Jubilee Sukkot is there. And that is where we will be. And so if you want to be there or you need more information, you can contact me or go to mana.events. Next week, I will have Mr. David Matthews on as a guest, and we will talk about Sukkot. We'll talk about kind of what it is and why it's important and maybe talk about some of the things that we've got planned. And Mark, I understand that you're going to be there this fall.
We are. We've already got our slots and registration and whatnot done. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fabulous Sukkot.
Amen. And I think what's really neat about this Sukkot in this area is I'm thinking this is like the fifth year that we've seen many of the same people, which I think we met you in 2011 at Sukkot.
Yes, I believe so. And Camp Tadmore, where we're going to be this year, is absolutely a phenomenal retreat up in the foothills just outside of Lebanon, Oregon. And oh my goodness, it's just beautiful. What a fabulous facility. And we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it too. So we did the show on liposomal vitamin C. And if anybody has missed that, you can go back and you can download and listen to it at your convenience. All you have to do is go to remnantremedy.net/radio and look under health and herbs and you will find that show. And so Mark, what we're doing today is a follow-up because there is a lot of information about liposomal vitamin C and the things that it can do for people and all the positive things that are happening. So I think today what we wanted to talk about was, first of all, what is scurvy? What is general scurvy and focal scurvy, and what are their health implications? So I will just let you take it off from here.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's actually a fabulous question. Scurvy, most people, if they even know what scurvy is, think that it was a 16th century malady that sailors came down with while they were out on the high seas for months and months at a time. And the only thing that they could take really with them that would last that long back then were the hard biscuits and the, what they called a hardtack, and jerky and things like that. So they really didn't get any fresh fruits or vegetables. Wow, come to think of it, it's kind of like the standard American diet, you know, where we eat everything except fresh fruits and vegetables. So what they would do is they finally figured out, you know, one of the naval doctors figured out that there was something in lemons and limes that would keep scurvy at bay, and that's where they started squeezing barrels full of lime juice and doling out an ounce of lime juice every morning to all the sailors, and that would keep them all from getting scurvy. And it was a force multiplier back then, and that's one of the reasons why England was able to rule the seas, is because they didn't have three-quarters of their sailors sick and dying, if not dead, after months at sea. And it allowed them to have a healthy crew, and literally the English Navy ruled the seven seas. And that's why they were called limeys, is because they took their ounce of lime juice every morning, and that's what kept them healthy. They didn't realize that it was vitamin C at that time. All they knew was there was something there that was keeping everybody healthy, and so they just went with it. Vitamin C was synthesized in the early 1900s, and that's when researchers began playing around with it and realized, you know, how powerful it really was. As far as scurvy, what the sailors would do is they would their joints would start coming apart, and they would get massive arthritis, inflammation, and various other maladies. They would get heart disease and all kinds of stuff, kind of like what we're seeing today in 21st century America, you know, people getting arthritis and heart disease and whatnot. And according to the research, all that is actually a scurvy. You ask me about focal versus general. I guess when you don't have any vitamin C whatsoever in your diet, you would come down with a general scurvy, which would affect your entire body. Whereas if you had a little bit of vitamin C, like the food industry today actually uses ascorbic acid as a preservative, a food preservative. So we do get a little bit of vitamin C in our diet. But since we don't synthesize vitamin C like we used to in our livers on demand, we have to get it from our food. Well, we were never made to get our vitamin C, the daily allowance that the Creator wanted for us to have out of food. It's just not even possible. To give an example of the amounts that we're talking about, goats will synthesize up to 100 grams of vitamin C every day in their livers. And that's why I don't think anyone's ever seen a sick goat, in spite of what they eat. It's because of the amount of vitamin C that they're able to synthesize on a daily basis, depending on what the physical and emotional and mental and environmental stress that they're under. The vitamin C is an anti-stress compound. Bar none. There's some others out there that do certain things much better, but vitamin C is such a broad spectrum nutrient for the human body. Well, and actually all mammals need vitamin C, that without it, we begin getting the maladies that we see today. And we'll talk a little bit later about some of the testimonials that we've had just in the last week or two from some of your listeners that have availed themselves of this vitamin C. So why liposomal? Well,
yeah,
lipo.
Why?
Yeah, why? Why lipo? Why not just take a vitamin C tablet?
Right.
Why not just stir a little bit of powder into a little juice glass and toss it back? And all of those things are good. As much vitamin C as you can get throughout the day, in any form, is going to be better than none. But why liposomal? What is so powerful about that? Well, as it turns out, vitamin C, if you take it orally, according to the research, let's go ahead and start with a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. In fact, I don't even play one on TV. So I want everyone to know that this is not medical advice. What this is educational, entertainment. You need to do your own research, and you need to vet the information that you're hearing on this show today. But according to the research, 85% of the vitamin C that you ingest orally never makes it out of the digestive system. Now, it's not wasted by any stretch of the imagination, because your digestive system uses it to keep itself healthy. It'll keep you from getting, you know, colon and stomach and you know, all these other maladies that can come down the pike if you're taking enough of it. And again, we're talking doses that mainstream medicine really doesn't understand, because they think it's a vitamin. And unfortunately, vitamin C has been found to not be a vitamin. They're now believing that it's probably an enzyme, because apparently so. It seems to be a catalyst for almost every biological function in our bodies, which means without it, there are functions that are going wanting, that are just not happening. To give an example of what we're talking about, if you do a blood test, you have a suppressed immune system, but your white and red blood cell counts seem to be normal, yet you still have a suppressed immune system, what we found is that it's probably a lack of vitamin C, because it takes vitamin C in order to activate the white blood cells so that they can do what they're supposed to be doing, which is, of course, running around keeping us healthy. But they can only do that in the presence of vitamin C.
Would explain, Mark, why vitamin C seems to help so much, say, with just when you get a cold, because you're helping to boost your immune system back up.
Precisely. You're giving your immune system what it needs to go out and the fuel to do what it's supposed to be doing. And if you can catch a cold when you first start feeling a little off and you're wondering maybe you're going to come down with a cold, even if you were to take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C every 15 minutes for like 4 hours, you would probably blow that cold right out, and it would not be an issue for you. But you've got to take enough of it frequently enough throughout the day, because we have no way of storing vitamin C. It's water soluble, so we can't store it in the fat, and it just pretty much the body uses it when it's available. So you have to take it repeatedly throughout the day. That's where the frequency comes in.
Excuse me, Mark. So basically, yeah, it's really better. I mean, some people, because of time, I'm one of those. I like to just do it once a day and get it over with. And that worked actually pretty well for a while, but then it got to where I was having a little bit of a stomach issue. So then I found that if I take it and pour me out a big glass and prepare it for the day and then do it throughout the day, then I didn't seem to have any of those other issues. So it's better to spread it out throughout the day if possible, or at least maybe do it once in the morning, once in the evening, and split that up.
Yes, if you can split it up, whether you split it up twice or if you split it up three times throughout the day, you know, morning, noon, and night, or if you can take it once an hour, a reduced amount, but more frequently, it's better for you. So it depends on your lifestyle. What I do is I take my liter water bottle, and I put 2 or 3 ounces in the bottom of it, and then fill it on up about halfway with whatever good solid fruit juice, like apple or grape or something like that, and then fill it the rest of it up with water, and then I just drink that throughout the day. Sip on it every once an hour or something like that,
and
it
right.
keeps
and you the, can always top it back off with more water if you're wanting more water intake on that.
Absolutely, and of course, since vitamin C is a diuretic, you are going to want to increase the amount of water that you ingest,
yes,
along with the vitamin C, so that you can flush the toxins that the vitamin C is releasing right out of your body.
Now, Mark, personally, one of the things I found is I want to start that earlier in the day, because if I wait and just do it at night, then I find myself very thirsty and wanting that water during the middle of the night. Because of that detoxification, so then I don't sleep as well because I want to get up and drink a bunch of water.
Sure. Well, and the other thing that I found, and a lot of other people do too, is vitamin C gives you a lot of energy. Once you get the initial scrubbing of your body systems with the vitamin C done, then there's extra vitamin C left over to give you a bunch of energy throughout the day. And it took me, a couple of months before finally the vitamin C last thing at night before I went to bed was interfering with my sleep. And I mean, it was really interfering with my sleep. And so I had to quit taking it after dinner so that, I could go to sleep at night, because otherwise, I was asleep, but I was still conscious, if that makes any sense. So that's not real good rest when
right.
that happens. So. Well,
I was just going to say, and it could make a difference too, because it depends on the person. But like, for instance, my husband, he doesn't want to deal with that vitamin C during the day whatsoever. You know, he's out in a harsh environment. He's just doing good to, getting just water intake. And so for him at night to take that once he's home, at dinner is what works best for him, and nothing stops him from sleeping through the night. So,
right.
You know,
well,
your person just needs to find out, you know, with your lifestyle and where you're at, what
sure.
works best for you. And it may change over a period of time also. It
might
not just stay
well
the change. So.
Yes, absolutely. Could very well change. As vitamin C, when you're taking enough of it, when you're taking either a high maintenance dose or you're beginning to get into a therapeutic dose, things will change as your body heals from, you know, it took us decades to get into the health conditions that we're in now, some of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to happen overnight that, you know, everything, all of a sudden, you know, you're living in Shangri-La because you took your first dose of vitamin C. But
right.
But let's get back to what the liposomal does. As we were talking about, you know, most of the vitamin C you take orally never leaves the digestive system to get out into the body where it needs it also. So that's where the liposomal vitamin C comes in. Lipo is Latin for fat. Liposuction and liposomal and lipospheric. And then, of course, the zoma is Latin for body or spheric, ball, sphere. So liposomal literally means fat body. So what we've got is a little fat ball, and we put the vitamin C inside, like a Trojan horse, inside this fat ball. And that allows the vitamin C to be taken by this vehicle, the essential fatty acid, past the digestive system into the bloodstream and directly to the cellular level where it can do the most good. As it turns out, the essential fatty acid that we use to encapsulate it is also extremely healthy for you. It's a nutrient that the body uses to repair nerve damage and nerves. It's a nutrient that the cell walls, 50% of the cell walls are made up of this essential fatty acid called phosphatidylcholine. Don't try to say that three times fast. You'll need a chiropractor for your tongue. But it helps the cells. When the cells are getting ready to divide, we give the nutrient that it needs to do that in the form of this essential fatty acid. 50% of your brain by dry weight, apparently, is made up of this phosphatidylcholine. So it's extremely powerful nutrient for your body anyway. And then on top of that, we're giving the body the vitamin C that it needs as a catalyst to make all of these different functions efficient and healthy. So that's what
fat do you use?
It's the we're using sunflower lecithin as the ingredient to get that essential fatty acid phosphatidylcholine.
And you would want that sunflower lecithin instead of, say, soy lecithin because of the GMO.
Because of the GMO, although there is organic soy lecithin available. Mm-hmm. I believe a year and a half ago, we made our first batch using soy lecithin, and Sandra, my wife, immediately had a reaction to it, and that was the last time we used soy. From then on, we have used an organic-rated sunflower lecithin, and we've not had anyone have a challenge with that sunflower lecithin.
Well, I think the other issues, too, even if it's organic with soy, might be the estrogen.
Oh,
how it affects estrogen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. After, you know, we were kind of leery about using the soy in the first place anyway, just because we know how much of a challenge soy can be. And as soon as Sandra had that reaction, that was it. Game over. We're not using soy anymore at all. And Sandra sources all of our ingredients with absolutely the highest quality. She has literally been on the phone with suppliers all over the world finding the highest quality. See, I make this for my own mother and father, and that's a whole nother story. But you know, my own family is taking this vitamin C and very healthy. My dad's 80, my mom's 78, and they're as robust as people half their age. So it's extremely healthy. You know, anti-aging clinics use intravenous vitamin C quite a bit. And we have definitely seen, the clock rolled back in people's health and in their appearance. The lecithin is tremendous for hair, skin, and nails. So it's just the whole thing, the whole liposomal vitamin C is if it's made correctly with the right ingredients, it's a food that your body just loves. Did you find after you started taking it, Nisa, that you kind of craved it for a little bit?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah, because the body starts equating the taste with what's a coming. And
nutrition,
it,
yes.
Yeah, and it starts saying, oh yeah, give me some of that. And so we've had a lot of our clients tell us, oh, I just crave it. I can't get enough of it. And after a few weeks or a month or two, that kind of begins to subside. And you actually use that as a gauge for how much your body needs, how much you want to be ingesting of this. So it's pretty incredible stuff.
One thing, Mark, I would just say back to the lecithin. I know that the lecithin is very important, especially if you're pregnant.
Well, yes, because again, 50% of the cell wall. So as you're trying to build a baby, you need the building blocks for your baby to grow strong and healthy and have all the.
You want to do that before you get pregnant, also, you know, to build that up for both the man and the wife.
Yes, absolutely. I believe I've seen some evidence that fertility clinics are using vitamin C a little bit. Because remember, it's a catalyst for everything. And if you can't get pregnant, that's probably because you don't have the vitamin C present to make things happen.
Right.
Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm just speculating.
Right. But,
yeah, according to the research, it sure looks like that's the way. Now, you asked me the difference between general scurvy and focal scurvy.
Correct.
Well, when you're bumping around right on the edge what would we call it? We would call it clinical scurvy. You can have a focal or a localized scurvy where your body, you know, is using the vitamin C elsewhere, but this one place, it says, I just don't have enough for you, and you're just not getting any. You've been cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people, and that brings me back to my dad again. About a year ago, he came over. He lives local to us here, and he came over and was sitting in the living room, and I noticed he had a brace on his knee, and I thought, what in the world's going on? So I asked him, and he said, I've got arthritis so bad that I can't even sleep. It just, the pain is almost unbearable. I said, well, Dad, you don't know what's going on here, but I've been, playing around with this microencapsulated vitamin C. And I told him a little bit about it, and he took a quart home, and he's kind of like me. It's all or nothing. So rather than starting out slow and easy like I tell all of our clients to do, he went and jumped right in the middle of massive dose of vitamin C and started taking the equivalent of about 50 grams of vitamin C a day with his liposomal. Now, he never did hit bowel tolerance. And of course, I did the same thing. I went right to a massive dose, and I never hit bowel tolerance. But I'm telling you from experience, that's the exception and not the rule. So don't, anybody listening to this, don't all of a sudden start, pumping 50 grams into your body. You're going to have all kinds of problems, statistically speaking.
Right. And, it's a lot like essential oils. You only need a few drops for your body to start adjusting and reacting. And it's like giving your child, especially your young child, too many instructions. Your body needs to say, wait a minute, I need to respond to this and not do too much all at once.
Right. But Dad, after just 4 days of high dosing it, the arthritis left his knee with a vengeance. And
awesome.
It took him about another 2 weeks to complete the healing. But it didn't take long at all for him to see, because arthritis is inflammation.
Yes.
But it's localized. It's inflammation of that particular joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, a minor pain in a couple of joints, like a finger and a wrist and, something else, just minor stuff. And almost immediately after taking the vitamin C, that all went away. And I've not had a challenge with it since. So when you can deal with the inflammation, of course, anybody who's up on health at all knows that inflammation is a huge detriment to the body. And the vitamin C is an anti-inflammatory that is extremely powerful in the higher doses. So that's what focal scurvy is. Now you can have a focal scurvy of the heart arteries. And then they call it, what do they call it? They call it cardiovascular disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, see, that doesn't surprise me because any stress, the body uses vitamin C to deal with any stress. Well, if you've got a heart that's beating once a second for your entire life, there's a little bit of continual stress on the heart muscle, isn't there?
Right.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365, year after year, decade after decade. So if you can give your body the vitamin C that it needs to counteract, to deal with the that physical stress of just the heart pumping, now you don't have cardiovascular disease. In fact, Dr. Levy, here's a couple more recommendations. Dr. Levy puts out 4 or 5 books on vitamin C. One is Stopping America's Number One Killer. And it's all about heart disease and how vitamin C can not only mitigate, but actually reverse heart disease. So, and he's got, I don't know, something like 125,000 references about high dose of vitamin C, the research on in those books. The other book that I would recommend first is called Primal Panacea by Dr. Levy. And it is it's a primer. It's literally the first thing you want to read, the first research you want to do about high dose of vitamin C. And he goes through the history of vitamin C and how powerful it is. And he references, again, thousands upon thousands of research studies that have been done with high dose of vitamin C. So,
and we have a link to that for at remnantremedy.net/radio when you look up that last show that we did, the first show we did. We have a link to those resources.
That's fabulous. Thank you for doing that for your listeners. That's excellent. Appreciate that. So we've got high-dose vitamin C. We're not talking about milligrams. We're talking about multi-gram doses to get to the point where you're just supporting the body, and then beyond that in order to get therapeutic, where you can actually start healing from some of the things that we've been doing to our bodies throughout the years with what we call food in our standard American diet. And, you know, Nitsa, every mother of a 2-year-old knows that just because you can put something in your mouth doesn't make it food.
Sure it does.
So we can actually mitigate some of the things that we eat that aren't that good for us, if we give the body the nutrition that it needs in order to deal with it. And vitamin C is quite the antitoxin. All by itself, there's been instances where Dr. Klinner back in South Carolina in the 40s and 50s was helping people who had carbon monoxide poisoning with intravenous vitamin C in high doses. And he could turn a toxic, whether it be a poison, a poisoning, you know, a household chemical poisoning or an environmental poisoning or whatever, he could literally turn it around in minutes with IV or a shot of high dose of vitamin C in the buttocks. It was just amazing to read his articles that he put out about how powerful the things that were happening with intravenous vitamin C. Of course, we can't just sit around in a hospital all day getting our IV, and that's where this lipospheric vitamin C comes in, being able to get it into the body, but do it using an oral pathway. Very powerful for us, for our everyday health.
You know, and as I kind of discussed a little bit on the last show, I personally have dealt with severe arthritis, and you know, one of the ways that I dealt with it over the years was juicing a quart of grapefruit juice and then following it up with carrot juice and celery juice. And, you know, that's very, and I'm not saying not to do it because it does work quite well. And I could see, you know, a lot of good results and within just a matter of days and sometimes within a couple of weeks. But you're talking at least 2 hours processing that every day. You're talking, you know, quite a bit of money to deal with that. I haven't calculated it in the recent years, but I know that most food is quadrupled to five times what it used to be.
Yes.
You know, 13 years ago, I calculated it cost me $7 a day to do that.
Sure.
I can tell you it's a whole lot more than that today, but it worked. And of course, the vitamin C was helping. And the whole idea was that the vitamin C or the other properties of grapefruit juice would dissolve inorganic calcium, which is, you know, a major cause of arthritis and hardening of the arteries and varicose veins and, you know, just depending on, you know, kidney stones, wherever it deposits itself. And
yeah.
Then the celery juice, actually, we followed it by celery juice. It kept it soluble within the bloodstream. And then if you took, then you added the celery with the carrot juice, well, then the carrot juice nourished the blood, but it also helped get it out of the body. So you were actually detoxing that. But my point in all that is it has become so expensive, and not to say you shouldn't put those nutrients in your body, but it is much more cost efficient and time efficient to use the liposomal versus, you know, okay, so I'm going to spend, you know, whatever it is, $45, $90 a month for, you know, 1 to 2 quarts or so. You can quote those prices or whatever, but I would spend that in a week, easy. And I would have spent hours in the kitchen trying to do that. So, you know, that's something to really consider. And I have been, you know, probably like your father, I have gone from not being able to walk, not being able to sleep, in pain constantly, literally not being able to walk, to 3 years ago to today. I just went to Silverwood. I just took the kids to a park for a homeschool day. And I mean, I could walk and carry and do all kinds of things that, you know, totally pain-free. And I've had problems with nerves in my arms for years. I've still not gotten rid of it 100% when I sleep at night. But most of the time, it is not there. And the other addition that I have found that has really been helpful is CalMag Nature's, I think it's called Natural Calm. And the addition of that and the vitamin C has been incredible, made an incredible difference. So I think that people owe it to themselves to at least, you know, give it a try for a month in, you know, recommended doses that the doctors give out there. And it's much more cost efficient and time efficient.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that testimonial. That's very powerful. And that is the one thing that a lot of people notice first is whatever pain they've been experiencing seems to be mitigated very quickly within just a few short days. Some of your listeners from the last show have become our clients, and that's one of the first things that they report back to us is, oh my goodness, I don't hurt anymore, or the pain's been mitigated tremendously, or, you know, whatever. It's just, you know, quality of life seems to very quickly improve for these folks. And that's, I mean, that's just powerful right there. That's what that is.
Well, Mark, and you know what's important to this besides having good health and being able to minister your family and to other people is, I'm going to put a plug in here. There's a greater exodus coming, and we need to be ready to walk out of here.
We do. And of course, Scripture says that there wasn't a lame among them when they left Egypt.
Yes.
And I'm not sure it was lipospheric vitamin C that did it, but, you know.
Right.
Nonetheless, we're looking at the same thing this time, being able to you know, walk out with you know, not a lame one among us, and let's prepare ourselves for that greater exodus.
Well, and many, you know, I met some people just last week, and basically I hear this all the time. once we crossed over into Torah and we stopped eating pork and we started eating healthy and treating our bodies as a Living Stones tabernacle, a lot of health issues have gone to the side. And sometimes, you know, it's like 80% or 90%, but they just need a top off. And, you know, they can add something like the Natural Calm or the liposomal vitamin C, and they get back to where they were years ago. So
yes,
it is very important. That's part of this, not just the spiritual preparation, but the physical preparation. And of course, it's hard to be spiritually in the right place if you're physically full of junk and,
right,
and not
absolutely
healthy. So that is very important.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in my experience, if you don't have the physical health, you're not going to be able to get closer spiritually because your attention is diverted. You know, if you're always trying to manage your illnesses or your sicknesses, you just don't have the attention, the energy to pursue the spiritual health that you need.
Yes. And I remember there was a time, and I'm like an total anti-drug kind of person, but I remember at one point I was in so much pain that I finally decided that it would be better for me to take a Tylenol than it was for me to be a monster to my family. And so,
sure. Yes.
You know, that was kind of a something I was totally against. But, you know, why get to the point where I was in so much pain that I'd be so horrible to them?
Right.
So that is really important.
Sure.
Now, do you want to go ahead and then you want to talk about that orthomolecular medicine?
Sure, sure, absolutely. Well, you know, getting back to the food, you know, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Nita. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that, but
yes.
I read that somewhere once, and it is so important that we fuel this high-performance machine that we've been given by the Creator appropriately. You know, if you had a Ferrari, you wouldn't pour stove oil in it to try to power it, or if you did, at least, it probably wouldn't run very good. And so we wonder why, when we're eating the stuff that we're eating, why, you know, why we're just not functioning the way we used to or the way we should. And we need to fuel these high performance machines of ours with the high performance fuel that God in His Word clearly spells out for us, or what we should be using to fuel our bodies. So okay, orthomolecular, here we go. Orthomolecular is orthomolecular medicine describes the practice of preventing and treating disease by providing the body with optimal amounts of substances which are natural to the body. For instance, if a doctor says, "Oh, you need this blue tablet," the first question out of my mouth is, am I deficient in the blue tablet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not. I'm probably not deficient in a chemical. What I'm deficient in is a nutrient.
Yes.
And rather than putting a chemical of some sort, a man-made, man-structured chemical in my body that has all kinds of side effects, why wouldn't I search out the nutrient that I'm missing and put that in instead? That just seems like a whole lot better way to go. And of course, we all get our, you know, have our decisions to make. But I'd rather find out what is missing and get that put in my body rather than some chemical that will fake it yet give me side effects that are worse sometimes than the actual challenge I was facing in the first place. So orthomolecular medicine. What that means is, there is an entire branch of medicine that is already all over what we're doing. Putting vitamin C, putting essential oils, putting good nutrition into our daily regime so that we can fuel this high-performance machine the way it was made to be fueled. Just pretty simple, pretty basic stuff.
You know, what's interesting is that Linus Pauling, who I believe was a Nobel Prize winner.
Yes, he actually won two of them, by himself. He did not share them with anyone. And yes, Linus Pauling.
And he, you know, one of the big things he did was on vitamin C, which they say that he is the inventor of the orthomolecular medicine, which was defined as, you know, providing those optimal
yes.
substances, chemicals, nutritional, not chemicals, or the, you know, it could be the chemistry within the nutrition, but
sure.
not the man-made chemicals. So, you know, he was well known for that work and, you know, used it quite a bit, you know, and is well, very well known for that. So if anybody wants to go, you know, go Google that and look up Linus Pauling, P-A-U-L-I-N-G, and the work that he did. It's very important.
Yes, absolutely. He's one of the grandfathers of vitamin C medicine. And actually, OSU, Oregon State University, has taken over the Linus Pauling Institute.
Oh, really?
And yes, and there's a, I don't remember the name of the doctor specifically up there, but OSU has got an entire cache of articles about high-dose vitamin C, and they've been doing a tremendous job of continuing the research that Linus Pauling did. So that's just a little plug there for Oregon State University.
All right. You know, we have about 10 minutes left, and I know that one of the big questions, Mark, is how much am I supposed to take?
How much are you supposed to take? Well, that's a good question. And, you know, everyone is built just a little bit different. Everybody's machinery works just a little bit differently than everyone else's. So the idea of take two tablets and call me in the morning really just doesn't work when it comes to nutrition, because everybody's body works just, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And each one is made unique. You know, we're all unique. And so to be able to just say, you know, take a teaspoon twice a day or three times a day or a tablespoon or an ounce, it just doesn't work that way. What we need to do is find a way of finding out how much how much does your body need of this particular nutrient? Okay, so vitamin C, actually, it turns out, is very easy to get how much dosing your body needs. And that is because you will, when you get into massive doses, you will eventually bump up against something called bowel tolerance. And basically what that means is your bowels are going to tell you when you've got enough. The interesting thing about vitamin C is you've got to bump right up against having enough in order to get the vitamin C out into the extremities of your cells and whatnot to where it needs to go. It's almost like you have to get a certain amount of vitamin C pressure and maintain it in order to get the vitamin C into your body to do what it needs to do. So how do we do that? Well, we start out with a teaspoon once or twice a day. This is extremely powerful nutrient. And we're going to see how our body does on one or two teaspoons a day. And then the next day, we're going to do two or three or four teaspoons a day. And we're going to spread those out throughout the day and see how we're doing. And then the next day, maybe we'll bump up to a tablespoon two or three times a day. And then we want to get to the point where we're taking an ounce, like a shot glass full of vitamin C, liposomal vitamin C, two or three or four times a day, and continue to work up until we find bowel tolerance, which will come in one of two forms. Typically, it'll either be loose stools, or sometimes it's gas. It just depends on you know, your physical makeup. That's how I tell. I don't get loose stools, but I do get gas. So that's when I know I've bumped up against how much I need. And then what you want to do is back off until you're comfortable again. But always be hunting for that ragged edge of bowel tolerance, because your body, as it becomes more and more able to process the vitamin C you're giving it, the bowel tolerance will actually go up, and you'll be able to take more and more of the vitamin C without having any discomfort. So that's how we chase dosage. How much are we supposed to take? You're supposed to take enough, until you begin to see bowel tolerance, and then just back off a little bit until you're comfortable again, but always be searching to find out where that is, especially if you're chasing down therapeutic things. You're trying to deal with something in particular. You know, one of the clients that I'm sure you know out in Wisconsin, I believe, had some arthritis, some nerve pain in a shoulder, and it went away almost immediately. So we've had reports of people with glaucoma and eye problems begin shedding some of this stuff out of their eye, and their vision starting to clear. It's you never know what vitamin C is going to be able to do, because some of it is a vitamin C deficiency directly, like inflammation, and some of it is a vitamin C deficiency indirectly, where after a period of time, the body can begin, healing other things that are going on. Your body is going to take vitamin C and use it in a hierarchical manner. The most important things, the most detrimental to your health, are going to be taken care of first. And then it'll start working on other things as you go. And you might think, oh my goodness, I've got, arthritis pain in my knee. And your body's going to say, oh, that's all well and good, but that's not going to kill you. But this other thing that's going on that you don't even know about might. So we're going to take care of that first. And then we're going to deal with the arthritis in your knee or whatever. So basically what it boils down to when you're trying to figure out how much to take is you need to take as much as you can up until bowel tolerance, as frequently as you can throughout the day, every 3 or 4 hours, every 2 hours, every hour, if you have that ability, for as long as you can, for 60 to 90 days, seems to be about minimum before people start really seeing the results of the decades of abuse we put our bodies through. And just real quick, Nitsa, vitamin C, according to the research, is an antiviral. Dr. Klinner in South Carolina in the 50s cured 63 out of 63 children with polio inside of a week with high-dose intravenous vitamin C with no residual challenges to those children in any way, shape, or form. There was no crippling. And, modern medicine will tell you there is no such thing as antiviral.
Yeah,
there is. They just don't want you to know about it because there's no money in a cure. Oh, did I actually say that out loud? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. No, didn't hear that. You also, from that last show, I think we posted a link to Dr. Klinner's work.
Yes.
Also at remnantremedy.net/radio. So, were there also, that didn't go to the, aren't there some videos also?
Yes, and if people will give, if I can get Sandra down here to give me the phone number again, if people will give us a call, we would be happy to send out an informational email to you that has all kinds of research links as well as actual articles that are attachments to the email that you can begin doing your own research.
Right, and I have that information if you need me to give it.
Oh, good. That'd be fabulous. Do you have the phone number?
Yeah. If you miss this somehow, you're washing dishes or cooking, you can go to remnantremedy.net/radio. The phone number and email there is there. But also, if you can write this down, the phone number to call Mark or Sandra is 541-813-9426. Again, that is 541-813-9426. And you can email them at megavitaminc@charter.net. That's megavitaminc@charter.net. And they can get back to you and get you the information for you to do your research, because this is really about, becoming educated and responsible. And then if you're looking for a source, they can provide that for you as they make that and create that and formulate that there.
Right, absolutely.
And give that out.
And here might be a good idea, a good place to put in the idea that it looks like you can actually make this yourself. But what we found is that people are not making lipospheric or liposomal vitamin C themselves because it takes industrial equipment in order to make that happen. There's recipes on the internet saying, oh, with a jewelry cleaner and a whisk, you can make your own vitamin C. Well, you can put all the ingredients together, but that doesn't mean that you have it microencapsulated. You'll make an emulsion, possibly, and you might even see some results from taking it, because mm-hmm. you're getting vitamin C. And any way you can get vitamin C is going to be a whole lot better than not. But if you want actual therapeutic lipospheric vitamin C, it takes industrial equipment and about a three-day process to make it correctly. So I just wanted to put that out there because there seems to be a lot of information out there saying, oh, just make it yourself. Well, that's kind of like, you know, doing brain surgery yourself. Good luck with that. So I just
right,
wanted to
and they could work on doing that until, you know, they learn to do it properly. And then again, you talked about this a little bit. We only have about 2 minutes left, but the difference was that is usually emulsified, correct, but not encapsulated. And so just explain that difference, and then it'll be time for us to leave for today.
Yes, well, exactly. You got it. You know, when you make an oil and vinegar dressing and you shake it up, mm-hmm. it looks like you've got it all mixed up until it sits there for a few minutes, and then you see the oil and vinegar separate. And that's exactly what happens in an emulsion. You might have all the ingredients mixed up, but after it sets for a little bit, it'll begin to separate.
And which, of course, basically means it's not going to go past the digestive system to the cellular level where you need it.
Precisely. That's exactly correct. And you know, and again, if you can get any vitamin C in you over and above your diet, you're doing well. You know, we actually have the ability to produce the vitamin C in the quantities we need in our own livers, but the gene that would allow us to do that has been inactivated or switched off. It's not being expressed. So at some point, it appears back through the history, through the millennia, we actually had the ability to produce the vitamin C that we need, but somewhere along the line, it got switched off, and we no longer have that capability. And so it's the amounts that we need to keep our health optimal are not, it's not even possible to get it in your food. You know, you were talking about juicing grapefruits. Well, that's kind of like what the English were doing when they were juicing limes. And you were getting enough vitamin C to mitigate the situation, but it took a much more massive dose with the liposomal vitamin C in order to put you over the top so that you could, live your life pain-free.
Right, absolutely.
There you go.
And my guess is, just my guess, is that when Father said he's done with man, he's not going to strive with him for more than 120 years, he turned that gene off. So,
who knows?
Just, you know, just that's my thought.
That's all speculation, and it could very well be. We just don't know. But but I am thoroughly convinced by the feedback we're getting from our clients that this technology has been revealed for such a time as this and for his people, those who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Hallelujah. All right, Mark, thank you. And again, if you need to contact them, it's megavitaminc@charter.net. And the phone is 541-813-9426. You can go. This will be posted in about 10 days at remnantremedy.net/radio. Or you can also go back and listen to the first show that we did there under Health and Herbs. And again, next week we'll be back with David Matthews, and we will be talking about Sukkot. And what is it? And we'll be talking about the one that we're going to be having and hosting in Tadmor, Lake Tadmor, Camp Tadmor in Lebanon, Oregon. Thank you again, Mark.
And we are certainly looking forward to that. And thank you, Nitza, for having me on again. And we just so appreciate the high-quality oils that you put out and, of course, all of the information that you give your listeners. It's truly incredible, and we just thank you so much.
Thank you. Praise Yah. Thank you so much. May your garments always be white, and let your head lack no shimmin. Shalom.